When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. We're going to be rolling with you here for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Every weeknight, that means Monday through Friday. And tonight's Thursday. It's December. It's football season. There's Thursday night football on, and it's a beatdown. The Raiders are smacking, destroying, eviscerating, uprooting the Chargers. 63-7. The clock cannot tick fast enough. 63-7 is the score. About 12 minutes left here in the game in Las Vegas. It's like every time the Chargers have the ball, there's a turnover. Or there's a pick six. That was the Raiders' last score as I went to break. And Easton Stick is just having a nightmare of a game. Nightmare of a game. Just had an interception for pick six. They have fumbled the ball 5 times. 4 out of those 5 fumbles, they have lost. The Raiders have 63 points. The score is 63-7. I thought the Dolphins just routing the Broncos earlier this season, 70-20. I thought that was something. This is crazy. I'm just trying to see if the Raiders get another score. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. A lot of happy images of Mark Davis, a lot of happy images of Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach. Justin Herbert looks miserable in his cast. And then you got Raiders on the sidelines that they can't even believe some of the scores that they're making. This is nuts. Brandon Staley's going to get the boot. I mean, after losing last season, I know he doesn't like to talk about it. After losing to Jacksonville last season, score was like 27-7 and blowing that game. Now you blow this. Well, they don't even blow this game. Not even competitive. How does a team have any faith in you? I mean, if I'm a Chargers fan, I'm begging for Belichick. Never in my life did I think, I'd say such a thing, but I think the Chargers fans would be begging for anybody right now. Brandon Staley might get fired tomorrow. Or maybe they let him finish out the year. It's pretty nutty what's going on. 63-7. The Chargers are a joke. There's nothing else I could say there. Anyway, as we continue on with the night, let me go back first. In the first hour of the show, we talked about Shohei Ohtani, had his introductory press conference as a member of the Dodgers, put on that Dodger blue, put on that hat, said he wanted to win a World Series, a pretty uneventful press conference. We talked about San Francisco. Buster Posey said maybe one of the reasons we didn't get Ohtani and that we've had issues with trying to attract free agents is because San Francisco, whether it's reality, perception, or whatever the case might be, people think that we're crime ridden. And a lot of people are taking the opportunity to take a dump on San Francisco. I do want to share with you in a few, well, before the night is up, about some positive news coming to Los Angeles. But I do want to get back to some football, and then I want to talk to you here about some basketball. Looking at this game makes me feel like I'm in a twilight zone. 63-7 isn't the score that I expect. I expected tonight's game to be bad. We got two teams that are assed, who have had terrible seasons, but I didn't think that we'd get a uncompetitive blowout of this magnitude. And so we're living in the twilight zone as the Chargers now approach their own end zone, just to kind of make the score look like something. The NBA, over the past several days, it's been in its own twilight zone. And one of the teams at the center of it has obviously been the Golden State Warriors. They're actually playing a game right now. The Warriors are taking on the Clippers. The Warriors currently lead 22-20. And we know Draymond Green isn't there because he's been suspended indefinitely for clocking one too many people or choking one too many people or kicking one too many people. And Andrew Wiggins has been benched. Klay Thompson has been ass. It's the Chargers score a meaningless touchdown here, 63-13 before the extra point. And so Golden State is in action, and God knows when Draymond Green is going to be back. But today, we got even more word from some of the Golden State Warriors about Draymond Green and his status, and we even heard from one of the vice presidents of the NBA, in a former Piston, at least he knew how to win. His name is Joe Dumars. The day started off with Joe Dumars on ESPN, letting everybody know that the NBA, we suspended Draymond, not to punish him, but so he could get his damn life together. Listen to Joe Dumars.
People get caught up into like a number, like what's the number? What? And we didn't want to do that. What we wanted to do was, first of all, we knew that there would be some level of punishment, but we didn't want that to be the focus. We wanted the focus to be on how can we help Draymond as well. And we thought indefinite was the best way to do that. So people don't get caught up on here. What's the number? Is it too low? Is it too high? Indefinite means get yourself right. We want to see you at your best. And the best way for you to do that is to get yourself mentally and emotionally back to where you need to be. And so that's how we got to indefinite.
Oh, that's how they got there. Well, Joe Dumars isn't the only person who wants Draymond Green to, quote unquote, get it together. Steve Kerr spoke before tonight's game against the Clippers, and he wants the same. Steve Kerr basically said, Draymond, he needs to take a look in the mirror and get it together.
The hard part with this, again, is it's not a sprained ankle. This is not 4 to 6 weeks, and I'll give you an update next week. That's not what this is. This is much bigger than that and much more difficult to assess and to take care of. And so we have to give him the space and the time and the support he needs.
He continued on. Steve Kerr said, when it comes down to Draymond, I want him to do what's best for him.
This is about his life. This is about someone who I believe in, someone who I have known for a decade, who I love for his loyalty, his commitment, his passion, his love for his teammates, his friends, his family. We're trying to help that guy.
Yeah, he continued on. The guy that choked Rudy Gobert, the guy that punched Nurkic. Yeah, Steve Kerr wants the best for Draymond. So we don't know when the dude is going to get back. I assume that he's going to be back maybe at some point early January after the year is turned. And what can we say? The Golden State Warriors are a you-know-what show right now. Klay Thompson been playing like garbage. Andrew Wiggins has been benched. Steph Curry is almost 36 years old, dragging his team on his back. And Draymond is punching people. And oh, yeah, they got a new general manager. Bob Myers is gone. Mike Dunleavy Jr. is in. And every time I see Mike Dunleavy Jr., I'm expecting him to step out onto the court and shoot up or throw up some threes. And that's not the only wild thing going on in the NBA right now. We all know about Ballgate. Last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo losing his mind, scoring a franchise record 64 points for the Bucks. They beat the Pacers 140 to 126. Giannis felt that the Pacers took the game ball, tried to give it to their young rookie who scored his first point. Yes, point, 1 point at the free throw line. And Giannis lost his you-know-what. Pretty hilarious last night. Giannis making it very clear. Yeah, I got a game ball. I don't know if they gave me the real one. Listen to this.
I have the ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me. It feels like a brand new ball. Like I can tell, you know, from I played, 35 minutes today. You know, I know how the game ball felt. You know, the ball that I have, which I'll take and I'll give it to my mom for sure. But I don't know if it's actually the game ball. But it's okay, you know. I should continue. I don't even have the game ball from, which hurts me. I don't have the game ball from game 6 in the NBA Finals. I don't have the game ball from that either. It's just fortunate. I've never seen this before. I feel like you can. I'm not even gonna comment on that. I don't know if I have the game ball, to be honest with you.
And that's what you thought they had the game ball. That's why you ran after them in the tunnel.
I knew they had the game ball. I didn't think they had the game ball. I knew they had the ball. First of all, you cannot. I don't know how it works, but I assume like I cannot just walk in any arena that I play and just take the ball. Like, Dame was fifth of all time. You know, I scored 60. At the end of the day, like, the ball that they gave us, I offered it to Dame. Like, I scored 60. He scored multiple times 60. He scored 70, and, he should have the ball.
And he's referring to Damian Lillard jumping up on an all-time three-point list. And it's just like he went ape, you know what, trying to get the ball, and the players are pushing and shoving in the back, and the Pacers say that their general manager, assistant GM, got popped in the ribs. It's just nuts for a ball. So we got Ballgate. Is Giannis going to get punished? I don't know. I don't think so. But there was certainly a lot of unnecessary aggression for what is obviously very sentimental here. To Giannis Antetokounmpo. I just like the fact that we're going to see a beef here between the Pacers and the Bucks into the future. And why not? We need a little bit of it. They're going to play each other twice at the beginning of the year, right after New Year's, and sign me up for it. As the Raiders still lead 63-14, Chargers look like they had a touchdown on a return, and it's now being called back due to holding. They're going to wipe this 7 off the board, 63-7. The Raiders are still going to lead here in this game, about 6 minutes left. Absolutely nutty. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Chargers can't even catch a break by mistake. Tony is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Nothing much, JR. First-time caller here.
Thank you. What's up? What's on your mind?
I'm so glad I'm not a Charger fan anymore. They are so ass. My dog could do a better job coaching this team, man. And Ali could have him. I'll take your comments offline.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for calling from San Diego. I mean, yeah, if you're a Chargers fan, nobody can expect this. Like, you don't look for, expect this, but I mean, what do you do? Have you quit on this team already? How about, let's ask Mike. Mike is also calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Not much. How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like looking at this game and I'm like, how did they let this happen? Like, I agree with, what's his name, former cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. he said that, you know, they need to fire this guy, during halftime. Maybe they should have done that because they were down 42-0 and looked lifeless. They couldn't do anything. And like you said, they couldn't catch a break by mistake. I don't think I've seen a team this lifeless ever. So, I don't know. Okay. But I ain't a Chargers fan. I've never been. I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm glad I'm not.
You're an Eagles fan in San Diego, or are you from Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That makes sense. And so let me ask you this. Everybody that you know in San Diego, are they I know the team's in Los Angeles now, but are most people just miserable? Have people checked out a long time ago, early this season, or is it kind of just happened over the past week or so?
No, they checked out a long time ago. In fact, a lot of people checked out when we kind of figured that they were going to go to L.A., and I think they lost to the previously winless Browns that one season. I think that was when everybody checked out. But it's more Niners fans here now, and, you know, a few East Coast teams, mostly Raiders. Everybody else has moved in that, you know, has like a tie or had a tie to California, like the Raiders.
Okay.
Right. Not a lot of Chargers fan here. No more support. They don't even want them back, probably.
I hear you. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from San Diego. 855-212-4CBS. So the score is standing right now, 63-14. About a little less than 7 minutes left here in the game. Chargers are trying to put some more points up on the board. Pretty meaningless at this point. 855-212-4CBS. Lucas, calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lucas?
Hey, how you doing? I have thanks for taking my call. I have two questions for you. First one is about Draymond Green. Why is Adam Silver always the adult in the room? I think the way he's handling this Draymond Green situation is perfect. I think everything he tries, he has a real grasp on the NBA. I don't know why Goodell can't do half as well as he does.
I think the NFL, I'm going to answer this, Lucas. Thank you for calling from Maryland. I think the NFL is completely different. The NFL has always taken the approach of, hey, the players here are strictly labor. The players are replaceable. You work for us. Be happy with what you got. There are no guaranteed deals. And in the case of Adam Silver, I think the NBA, as an overall, whether you agree or disagree, it's been more collaborative between the league and the Players Association. And I think as a result, I think it's a little bit easier, especially for a smaller league where it's more star-driven. The NFL has always taken the approach of, we're going to throw whoever out there, and yeah, we're going to have some stars. You can have a Patrick Mahomes or a Tom Brady or whoever it might be, but we're the boss. The NFL is the star. We are it. When it comes to the NBA has its stars drive the league, and it's more of a collaborative effort. And so I think it makes it easier for Adam Silver to kind of work in those confines. And finances are different. There's a lot of differences between the NBA and the NFL. Eric is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Jared. Nice show as always.
Thanks, man. What's up?
I was going to talk to you about you said that maybe the Chargers should take Belichick. That was probably tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but it made me think about this. Belichick and Tomlin, like the old-school coaches, they don't seem to like they can relate with the players, and that's why things have, like, turned upside down on them. Even Matthew Stafford on that – you remember when the Rams were on that HBO series and he said his wife turned him in and said he can't relate with the players. I think that's a major problem. What do you think about that?
No, I would not put Bill Belichick in the same category as Mike Tomlin. It is absolutely completely the opposite with Mike Tomlin for what you just said. The players absolutely love playing for Mike Tomlin. There's not an element of being old school and not working. It's a matter of having the talent out on the football field. I can certainly call up Devin or Jason McCourty right now, and they, those are two guys who have been winners. Of course, Devin more so than his twin brother, Jason. They raved about Bill Belichick and who he was behind the scenes, and all you literally have to do is show up and do what you're asked. Is he cutthroat about things? Yeah, he is. I mean, he's a football coach. But then you, on the other hand, you'll have guys who said they hated playing for Bill Belichick. I don't think you'll hear anybody talk about how they hate playing for Mike Tomlin. It's the complete opposite. I mean, we can go down the list of people who have appreciated him. I know that Ryan Clark has always been effusive about Mike Tomlin caring about his players as human beings before he cares about them as athletes. I know Ben Roethlisberger has been critical of him as a coach. I haven't heard Ben Roethlisberger say anything about Mike Tomlin negative as a coach, at least from a personal perspective. So I wouldn't put them in the same category. This is what it boils down to. Talent. That's it. And if I specifically have to talk about the Chargers, yeah, it's a little tongue-in-cheek in saying, hey, Bill Belichick should go out there. But you know one thing? I don't recall Bill Belichick as an overall having an issue with clock management. I've seen him use it to his advantage. I don't think we've ever heard anything about Bill Belichick not being prepared or leaving points on the board. If you want to, you know, chastise or criticize Bill Belichick for draft selection, coaching selection, go for it. Well, when it comes to actually making decisions on the field, I'm not looking at Bill Belichick and going, oh man, this guy sucks. And what has the Chargers' issue been? Game management, clock management, penalties, trying to get the most out of your damn team. People look at the Chargers' roster. People have looked at the Chargers' roster for years, and they're just like, well, when Derwin James is actually healthy, why don't they win? You got Justin Herbert. Why can't you win? You got a 27-7 lead and a playoff game. Why can't you win? There comes a point in time where the head coach makes so many excuses that you just have to go, the rope is done. There's no more rope. And in the case of Brandon Staley, there ain't no more rope. It's curtains. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The Chargers trying to put up some, what I would say is a pity score here at the end of the game. About 3 minutes left. They're trying to punch the ball into their end zone. 63-14. The Raiders lead the Chargers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. Man, 63-14. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. I'm a goat farmer.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, but goat farmers have the most powerful curse in all of sports. You can ask the Chicago Cubs about that one.
Oh, my God. The Billy Goat?
Yeah, the Billy Goat. That's a real thing, man. That Billy Goat was a season ticket holder. He didn't deserve none of that smoke, and they ended up giving it to him. You see how the Chicago Cubs found out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The Raiders have had 8 different players score a touchdown in tonight's game. The bleeding will stop soon. It's less than 40 seconds left in the game. The Raiders are kicking the ball away for a punt. We got a lot of fans who have already emptied out of Allegiant Stadium. 63-21. Chargers have the ball. If they want to do everybody a favor, what they'll do is just take a knee and leave. Brandon Staley, he might want to stay. He should probably, exit Allegiant, kind of take a short walk or take an Uber over onto the strip. than just gamble. That's it. He's making enough money as the head coach of an NFL team. He should count down and enjoy his days here as the Chargers aren't conceding. They're going to try to put some points up on the board here. 30 seconds left in the game. It'd be very appropriate if they fumbled the ball and just lost, and that's it. Game is over. 63-21, the Raiders destroy the Chargers. Antonio Pierce and Brandon Staley have a quick embrace. Aiden O'Connell is walking around on the field. He had himself a game. Four touchdowns tonight for Aiden O'Connell. Four. Count them, four. Jacoby Myers even throwing a touchdown himself. Easton Stick. What a waste of time this is. Three touchdowns. Really doesn't matter. He also had quite a few turnovers. He lost two fumbles, had a pick six. This was just overall embarrassing as they fumbled the ball four times. At halftime, the Raiders had a lead here. This is unbelievable, even looking at these numbers. I have to double up. It was 42-0 at halftime. All these damn touchdowns at the end of the game were just a waste of time for the Chargers. And for Brandon Staley, it's a countdown to when he's cooked, when he's done. I mean, between Brandon Staley and Easton Stick, collectively, it looked like they were about ready to cry on the sidelines. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, at one point after the pick six late in the game, Easton Stick couldn't do anything but kind of just smirk and go, man, I can't believe this. This is that damn bad. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I mean, the reality is we were one touchdown away from basically getting the same ass-whooping that we got earlier this season when the Dolphins beat up on the Broncos 70-20. Tonight's game, Las Vegas 63, the Chargers 21. Embarrassing. 855-212-4CBS. Gary is here from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, Jay, I'll make it fast. I listen to you guys a lot. You guys are just very good. I mean, I've listened to Sports Talk for years. The guys in Boston stink. You're great. Let me get right to the point. When you did your survey there of the unsung underdog heroes, Kurt Warner and David Eckstein, was that last night or Tuesday?
No, so we do the top six list every Wednesday night, and it wasn't so much about unsung heroes. It was about Cinderella stories, you know, athletes who came out of nowhere and achieved the ultimate success.
Excellent. I have one for you. You may not agree. You might have to give me a spanking again because I accept it because I've been wrong before. But here goes. Ken Stabler.
You want to put him in the Cinderella category?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Oh, tell me. Is it about his time in college? Go ahead.
No. Something more important than that. He spent the first 5 years on the bench.
That moves him into Cinderella category?
Absolutely. The guy's a Hall of Famer, and he had a brief 10-year career, and the first 5 years was on the bench.
It's been very debatable whether or not he even needed to go or deserved to go into the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I'll put it to you this way. I think there's a real Cinderella story when you want to take a look at Kurt Warner, which is why I had him number one on the list, versus Ken Stabler. I think there's a little bit of a difference there.
I agree, and thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate you, Gary, for calling from New Hampshire. He took the time to crap on his own radio station up in New England. I'm not going to do that. I'll let him do it. And I like the people up at WEEI. I got no beef with them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Somehow, someway, I guess the Raiders, they had a beef with the Chargers. They absolutely spanked them tonight. As we continue on with the show, I cannot wait to hear from Brandon Staley. That's if they give him an opportunity to speak, if they haven't fired him by now. I can't wait to hear from Antonio Pierce. This was a beatdown of epic proportions. Max Crosby getting ready to talk to the people over at Amazon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We saw a beatdown of epic proportions tonight. The Raiders beat the Chargers 63-21. This was a franchise record 63 points for the Raiders. Back in 2010, they beat the Denver Broncos 59-14. They best that by 4 points. And if you want to go even deeper into the numbers, the Raiders ran 63 offensive plays tonight. That is basically, yes, an average of a point a play. Every time they got the ball, it seemed like they put the ball in the end zone, whether it was a pick six. The Chargers fumbled the ball 5 times. They lost it 4 times. We saw a pick six by Easton Stick. We saw a big man touchdown. We saw a little man touchdown. We got it all. And this is real crazy for a team that just a few days ago, the Raiders, they lost to Minnesota. The final score much different. 3-0. What a way to flip the script. They lose 3-0 against Minnesota, another team trying to figure out its quarterback situation. We go into Thursday Night Football, Aiden O'Connell representing the Raiders versus Easton Stick here of the Chargers, because there is no Justin Herbert with his broken hand, broken finger in his hand. And then we get this disaster.